fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 28th day of February, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do start with a pledge, I'm proud to say. So, therefore, everybody stand, face the flag, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to check your food that's in storage, whatever that may be for you. Make sure it's in good condition, fit for human consumption, that you have what you need, that it has not expired, of course. Once again, reemphasizing that it's fit for consumption. The expiration dates on packaged food are very liberal. Same thing for your water. If you have water stored up, make sure it's in good condition as well. That's your prepper tip of the day. We do have patiently waiting agreement, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield. And we'll be talking about the events today, which have changed dramatically since last Monday, and how it is so imperative that you immediately incorporate EMP Shield devices into your life, your lifestyle, your home, your car, your generator, and so forth. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. It's crazy to think how much has changed since we last spoke.
Well, the things we were concerned about have begun. We have open warfare between two nations in Europe for the first time since 1945. There are still people alive who remember that period of time. Typically, they're in their 80s and older. A person who was 15 in 1945, they would be right at 90 years old now. So there's a lot of people who remember the violence of and the barbarity and the bloodshed and the loss of life, the destruction of property. And, of course, in the affected areas of Germany, for example, and Poland, there's many younger people who grew up seeing the still highly visible remains of what took place in World War II all the way through the 1950s and even into the 1960s. the bombed out buildings that had not been rebuilt, and so forth. So here we are. I heard a NATO official saying that something to the effect, if I can paraphrase his words, we thought that this kind of warfare was left to the pages of history, more or less is what he said. But it's no longer history. It's real. We have two countries at war with each other. The Russian Federation has attacked the independent nation of Ukraine. There's a lot of nuances here. There, quite frankly, there's no good guys. The only good guys are the innocent civilians who are paying the price, which is what happens in every war. The innocent civilians always pay the price. The soldiers who've been conscripted because they had no choice, they were conscripted into the various militaries, they pay the price. Mm-hmm. I want to bring everybody up to speed on what's going on. First of all, what President Putin could do, President Putin could do what we did in Iraq, which is have massive death and destruction with no regard for civilian casualties, basically destroying the enemy. Putin, of course, could do that. He has complete and total air superiority. Complete and total air superiority. He can bomb anything he wants to, anytime he wants to. He has massive amounts of artillery that have trained operators, trained artillerymen that can place artillery rounds with great accuracy. Pretty at this point in time, any place in Ukraine of any consequence when it comes to cities that they want to, especially Kiev. And he hasn't done that. He could shut down all the electricity in Kiev. The proper pronunciation is Kiev. That's how the locals pronounce it, Kiev. Well, us Westerners say Kiev. He hasn't done that. The internet's still functioning. He hasn't shut down the internet. He could literally completely destroy the Ukrainian military with the air power and artillery power from a great distance and hasn't done that. What he's choosing to do instead is more of a siege mentality, where he's going to surround Kyiv, cut them off, and hopefully get them to the point where they surrender. That's what I believe is going on. I want your response, sir.
Yeah, it appears to be that way. You're spot on, sir. He has the capabilities to absolutely just destroy this place. He's not doing it. I'm not obviously, this, we're not saying this for people to listen. It's not because we like Putin. It's just talking about his capabilities and what he could be doing. And that's not to say he's not going to continue to do things, and that's not to say that what he has done has not been very bad, because there has been attacks, fights, loss of death. But he does appear to be taking a light hand deliberately to what he's doing, because I think he wants to keep everything in place and just simply take over the country.
Well, he does.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Well, let's remind people about Hunter Biden. The shenanigans of it's not just Hunter Biden, it's the entire Biden family. Right. Basically, Hunter was a bagman for his dad, is what he was and is. That is a small example of corruption in the Ukrainian government at the highest levels. The Ukrainian government is basically a criminal organization. President Putin has given at least one, maybe more, speeches about the 11 biological weapons labs in Ukraine. It has them very concerned that they're there. Mm-hmm. There's lots of nuances to this. When I say there's no good guys, I'm standing behind that. The Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian people are beautiful, productive, educated, resourceful people. I love the Ukrainian people. I love them. The Russian people are the same way. They're beautiful, productive, educated people. But it's the governments that are the issue, not the people themselves, and the corruption of these governments, especially in this case, the Ukrainian government. it's real simple to say, oh, Russia invaded a country at peace. Well, if you don't go any farther than that, it really makes the Russians look like the bad guys. If you pull back the layers, you start seeing where the West, the NATO allies, entered into agreements with Russia that there would be no eastward expansion of NATO when the Russian, the socialist, the Russian Republic, fell apart in 1989, 1990. Well, that happened. We broke our agreement there. And the Ukrainian government playing nice with NATO, basically in the process of becoming a NATO ally, was more than Putin could stand. Did he feel threatened? Of course he felt threatened. That's a given. Of course he felt threatened. And I'm sorry that the innocent people in Ukraine are going to pay the price of the misdeeds of the criminal government, of the concern of the Russian Federation. And what we're seeing right now is women and children are evacuating Ukraine. The able-bodied adult males under age 60 are being required to stay behind and defend the country. The picture I see forming is Russia wanting to cause a surrender of the Ukrainian government. They would probably either arrest or ban all the criminals in the current Ukrainian government and current Ukrainian businesses, such as the oil company that was paying Hunter Biden hundreds of thousands of dollars for his consultation expertise. Now, I think I've got more consultation expertise than Hunter Biden, and not paying me a penny. But that's where Putin would like to see this go, I believe. I think he has two goals. One is to preserve Mother Russia. The other is to preserve the financial interests of Russia and his own personal financial wealth, of course. He's become a billionaire plus doing what he's been doing for all these years, beginning as a KGB operative, eventually becoming head of the KGB. Vladimir Putin is one tough hombre. He's nobody to be trifled with. He really isn't. He could put a bullet in your head, sit down in your still warm body and smoke a cigarette and talk about the weather. Seriously, this is one tough guy. And who's he up against? Joe Biden? The head of England who doesn't even know how to comb his hair? The head of France who married his grade school teacher? Who's he up against? Tell me who he's up against that has any kind of backbone. There's no Winston Churchill he's up against. There's no Charles de Gaulle he's up against. He's up against a bunch of wimps, in my opinion. What do you think, Andrew?
I think Putin has a plan. If there's anything we've learned about Russia, it's that they unfortunately know exactly what they're doing. Putin is, and this is nothing, I'm not praising him, but he is a very resourceful, very bad person who knows exactly what the heck he's doing. And very sadly, if he makes a threat or if he says something, it's normally deliberately. We need to be very careful about what he's doing and what he says, because he means it, you know.
Now, in card games, sometimes there's something called a wild card. In this card game of life, China is the wild card. China and Russia have similar interests, but not the same interests. And that's critical. China has a goal to dominate the entire planet this century, politically, economically, socially, militarily. They intend to colonize Africa, which they are doing. They've been colonizing Africa for decades, building highways, dams, water treatment plants, power generating plants, airports, everything they need for their people to live in Africa with no Africans being present, by the way. That's one part of their plan. Another part of their plan is to colonize America. And they've said so publicly, the speech by the Chinese defense minister, the top Chinese general, is at my website, where he very clearly says they intend to colonize America with no Americans. That's the wild card. Because we don't know if China will take advantage of this current situation to advance their own agenda, which is to first take over much of Asia and then move on to eventually invade the United States. That's a big unknown to me. I know the plan is in place. I know there's a lot of operatives in place already here from Central and South America. Russian Spetsnaz, Special Forces, is already here in the country. China has military assets in Canada and Mexico both. So this is a heads up for all you ladies and gentlemen. I gave I've given several friends tours of my house, my new home that I have. And I always take them, one of the first things I do is take them to the circuit breaker panel, and I show them the EMP shield device. And they ask me what it is, and I explain to them what it is. And then I say, you know, I think you really need one of these yourself for your home, another one for your car. Because, you know, and you need to protect your things, because EMP is on the table as a very strong possibility. And I would venture that when your phone lines are open in about 2 hours here, Andrew, you're going to have more phone calls on Monday, the 28th day of February, than you've ever had since the doors have been open on your business. That's going to be my prediction.
Yes, it's already happening. We're talking about thousands of phone calls. It's not even a joke, and I understand why, and I think you're absolutely right, John. I think we need to keep an eye on China. If I was them and I was their strategist, I would absolutely be taking advantage of what's going on in Russia. And what we know for sure is that Russia has threatened consequences the world has never seen. And this is a real threat. This is something that, you know, it's interesting. You and I have been talking about this for years, literally years on the phone. On the radio here, I believe firmly that Russia and China, although publicly appears to not be working together, is firmly working together, and they're going to take advantage of what's going on right now. And I think that we have a huge threat to our country, not just from Russia, but also from China. And thankfully, a lot of people who we've been speaking to on the radio has been listening, and they are very aware that there's a threat right now in the United States, and people are getting prepared. And I think that for those of you who are listening that have not gotten prepared, you really need to, because countries like Russia and China have the capability of using EMP and super EMP weapons against the United States, and both of these countries have threatened us with them, and we need to be very careful because we are on the radar right now from these countries. So.
Absolutely. Well, I want to give our listeners some hope here. If you've been procrastinating about getting EMP shield devices and you decide that you need one on Monday, the 28th day of February, the odds of you getting through on a phone call today are slim to none. I would say keep trying. And if you don't get through today, attempt it tomorrow. You can place your order at my website without having to deal with the way too busy switchboard at EMP Shield. And that may be, for what's going on right now, placing the order online would probably be the best way to get an order in and get it taken care of, don't you think, Andrew?
Yes, online is much better. You can still call us, but yeah, it might be tough to get it in.
It will be tough. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm going to give out the phone number. Phones open up at 9 o'clock Central Time. You might want to try calling beginning 9:15, but with the current situation, I'll say good luck. But I'll give the phone number anyway, 620-412-9978. You're far better off, and of course, many of our listeners don't have internet access, so they need a telephone. But if you can get internet access, you can place your order and it will be put in the orders are shipped in the order in which they're received. So the orders that received today will be shipped before the orders received tomorrow, won't they, Andrew?
That's correct. Yeah, now, we have a very large shipping department. There's about 12 folks, so we're able to ship. There's no delay in shipping. Our inventory is good still. We're shipping within 24 hours of the order. So all orders will be received within 24, 48, within 3 days of being placed. So it's still on time. The only issue we're having right now is the phones, because I only have 7 people to answer. And as most people can imagine, having 7 people is just simply not enough for the volume. And I feel horrible because we're very proud normally of our ability to answer the phone, but unfortunately it's just we're talking about we need about 40 people right now to be answering the phones, and we simply don't have it. So we're just doing our best when it comes to the phones.
Well, the first morning at Tet Offensive, all my buddies that I'd spent the last 3 months, because I was a military intelligence, knowing what was coming, the first morning at Tet Offensive, all my buddies were looking at me and thinking to themselves, damn, Moore was right. Damn, I didn't get ammo like he told me to. Damn, I didn't save that disgusting fruitcake that my parents sent me for Christmas.
Yep.
And that's procrastination. That's, you know, here I was in a combat zone. I had access to the most highly classified documents from RAND Corporation, the CIA, military intelligence, Army Security Agency, telling my buddies what was going to be coming. And they didn't do it. The majority of them, a few did. Majority didn't.
Right.
So here I am half a century later, and we got a repeat. I'm talking to 250,000 people a day. Some of them paid heed, and they got their EMP shield, they got their food, they got their water, medical supplies, radios, ammunition, and many did not. Well, I talked to my daughter briefly yesterday. She says, Dad, what's going on? And I told her, and I said, honey, it'll be okay. I've got everything you need for your family to be with me and be safe. I'm going to have a follow-up conversation with her in a day or two, with her and her husband, giving them detailed instructions on what they need to be doing. Very detailed instructions. They got their EMP shield devices. I made sure of that. Now, the youngest two children, they're both driving automobiles, so that would be a big help in a cross-country journey. But I will give them very detailed instructions on what they need to be doing right now, while things are still more or less functioning normally. Hoping that that's not necessary. But if it is, they won't be scrambling around at the last moment to do things that can't possibly be done in a short period of time. Can't and won't.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, war is taking place right now in Europe for the first time since 1945. Hostilities officially ended. I believe Germany surrendered officially in, I believe it was April of 1945, if I'm not mistaken. There were still hostilities for some period of time, but that was the official end of it. And here we are with war in Europe again for the first time in 75 years. And 76 years, I guess it is. Regardless, you need to be making your preparations right now. EMP shield devices are, in my opinion, a critical part of this. Do you want to travel just 40 or 50 miles to get to a safe haven? Well, it'd be difficult to do that on foot. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot of helpful information at my website for preparedness. Yes, I do private consultations. I really enjoy and look forward to helping people get the clarity, gain the focus, have the information they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. Yes, we have real estate for sale in my county listed at my website. One more is going to be added in a day or two, and then we're going to try to add one a week is my goal with my webmaster. All the images, typically 25 or 30 images per listing, is a very time-consuming thing. But we've got, I believe, five or six listed there right now for sale. And, of course, the energy cleaner. We're getting caught up in back orders this week. And I've got all the mattress pads in inventory. More will be delivered in the next day or two. My sales for energy cleaners and the new Micro Plush throws, for all you existing energy cleaner owners out there, you really now need to check out the Micro Plush throws. They're cozy and warm, come in two different colors, light brown, which is called taupe, and gray. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. I use my energy cleaner when I'm making if I'm on the road more than 2 hours, I like to have my energy cleaner signal on that seat, and it really helps. Details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Anyway, Andrew, as I was saying before the break, I'll be giving my daughter and son-in-law very detailed instructions on what they need to be getting ready. And Andrew, we got a caller and holder. We got Maureen in Maryland. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Good morning, and thank you for what you all are doing. I just want to remind people who like to read that this is a really good time to read One Second After and The Last
Yes.
Babylon. One Second After is about an EMP attack by William Fortune, and Newt Gingrich gives the foreword. And the other one, The Last Babylon by Pat Frank, it's about an atomic war, and it came out, I think, in the 50s or 60s. I don't remember exactly.
I believe it was the early 60s. I've read it, of
okay.
course. Yes. I've read both books.
And I've read it many times. Every few years or so, I pick it up and read it. It takes about a little over a day to read A Last Babylon. It takes a few days to read One Second After. They're really good, and I want to apologize for the cursing, especially in the One Second After. He uses Jesus' name a whole lot, and it really... I read it the first time with my pen so I could scratch out every time it said, you know, Jesus Christ. That was so
right.
unnecessary. Anyway,
right.
The other thing... Okay, I heard, and so then I got on Wikipedia to find out for myself, and it looks like in the 30s, Stalin starved out the Ukrainians and replaced them with Russians. So I just feel like what's going on over there is a civil war, basically,
yeah.
and a war of ideologies. But on another note, with the globalists trying to genocide all their populations, and Russia is not doing that, I don't know if Ukraine is trying or not, but this might be a good thing if they just went with Russia, because Putin hates the globalists and he wouldn't genocide his people. Right?
Well, he wouldn't. Well, all the videos coming out of Ukraine show a percentage of people wearing masks. So it looks like they're caught up in this mask propaganda that's been going on throughout the West. I don't know what they're doing with the COVID vaccinations there, one way or the other. If anybody has information on that, we'd be happy to hear about that. But I recommend both books that you mentioned as well, A Last Babylon and One Second After. There was a follow-up to One Second After, which is well by the same author, that's well done also, Maureen, if you haven't read it.
One year after. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, I read it. It was very, very good. It was just as good as the first one, maybe even better.
There's dozens of similar books that I've read. Some written by friends of mine, where I've had the honor of being a character in some of these novels.
and, oh, wow.
And, that's kind of
well,
fun.
Well, could you name them?
I'll have to look it up. The author of the one of these novels was Buckshot Hemming.
Buckshot Hemming?
Yeah, H-E-M-M-I-N-G, Buckshot
okay.
Hemming.
And
My friend Steve Whitman has modeled characters in some of his novels after me also. He's written about 9 novels now. And I need to talk to Steve and his wife, because he's recovering from a stroke. And I know the energy cleaner helped, but I have to talk to his wife to really get the details. Okay. Anything
All
else,
righty,
Maureen?
Then. Well, thank you so much for taking
for
my call. You all have a good day.
Stalin's ugly dead hand is still causing problems in the world, because what Maureen said is absolutely accurate. These two breakaway republics from Ukraine, that's where Stalin put the Russians. And what he did, you know, he sent a lot of people to Siberia. He executed a lot of people, but he also sent undesirable Russians to Ukraine to get rid of them. And so now we have the children and grandchildren of the people that Stalin sent to Ukraine, who think of themselves as Russians, because they grew up speaking Russian, reading and writing Russian, thinking themselves as Russian, as opposed to Ukraine. And that's a big part of the problem, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm still actually kind of, I'm still researching the history of Ukraine. It's not a country that I really spent a lot of time studying, but there's certainly a lot of things going on that I was not aware of previous to this issue. So
it's for decades, for more than a century, Ukraine has been known as the breadbasket of Europe. It was Czech farmers that had modern farming techniques that went into Ukraine more than a century ago to teach modern farming methods to the Ukrainian farmers, which turned a no big deal wheat producing area into a really big deal wheat producing area, and has been ever since. I'm not sure what they brought with them, the Czech farmers. Maybe they had steam powered tractors back then. It was a while before diesel tractors came into being, but regardless, that's what happened. And that's from a friend of mine who grew up in Czechoslovakia, which is now the Czech Republic. The complexity of that part of the world, the history of that part of the world, is unknown to most Americans. It really is. The sound bites coming out on mainstream TV don't do justice to all the nuances and the complexities of that area, which are multifold. We also had, at the end of World War II, many German soldiers immigrated to Ukraine or stayed there. Initially, the invading German army was looked at as liberators from the communists, until they started taking people against their will to the work in the work camps. Then now all that changed also. A quick turnabout from throwing roses at the invading Germans to hating them on one hand. On the other, many Germans stayed behind at the end of World War II in Ukraine. And now their children and grandchildren are there also. And that's when Putin's talking about the Nazis. That's who he's talking about, is the children and grandchildren of the German army that settled there at the end of World War II. A lot of complexities and nuances of this, and that people simply don't know about. And they play a big role in everything that's taking place, a massive role. It doesn't change the fact that the overwhelming majority of Ukrainians are just good people who want to live a good life, be left alone to live their lives, raise their children, and enjoy life like, you know, people everywhere on the planet. Our next caller here, Andrew, is Eric in North Carolina. Good morning, Eric.
Hello, John. How are you doing today, sir?
Wonderful. What's on your mind, sir?
I was calling to comment that I've been watching Ukraine-Russia conflict, and people seem to forget 8 years ago, snipers on the roof, where the West, underneath the Obama administration, with her ambassador there, orchestrated the event where they literally assassinated journalists, elected officials, and ended up actually running the duly elected leader of Ukraine out of the country so they can install their puppet. And then John Kerry's son, Joe Biden's son, people related to and affiliated with Nancy Pelosi, all were given these massive jobs in the oil and gas industry. You actually siphon the wealth off of Ukraine into their own family estate.
That's a pretty good summary, Eric. That's a pretty good summary. Yep.
I just wanted to share that with you, John. I think a lot of people are missing the history on this, and if we just look back to our own country when John F. Kennedy had the Cuban Missile Crisis, we did not let another country set up weapons, you know, just right across the water there in Cuba, pointed at us. And I mean, we have to, I feel like we need to look at things from both sides. There is no really good guys in this, but there, to paint somebody as a hero and then paint someone as a villain, I think is just completely travesty of journalism that we have today.
Well,
and thank you so much, Mr. Moore, and you have a wonderful day.
Eric, thank you for the call. Well, Andrew, Eric gave a pretty good summary of what took place during the Obama administration. I have no corrections or quarrels at all with what Eric said. It's a very good summary. And that president who was overthrown, he was playing nice with Russia, and that wasn't going to be tolerated, even though he was elected in a free and fair election. So basically the CIA orchestrated that coup that took place, and the duly elected president of Ukraine was kicked out, and then our guy was put in. My big concern remains China. That China, as you and I have talked about before, all generals all over the world, they all study Sun Tzu. It's one thing to study Sun Tzu. It's another to live by those words, which China does live by the words of Sun Tzu when it comes to military issues and foreign policy. And if the timing is right, and that's what we don't know, that's the big if the timing is right, China will make their move. I expect them to make some small moves, at least, against maybe against Vietnam. The China's been wanting to take over Vietnam for centuries, and the Vietnamese have always fought them off, for example. Maybe Taiwan, possibly. I don't know. Maybe some other parts, or just maybe build some more artificial islands that become military bases in the shallow parts of the South China Sea. But I fully expect China to take some advantage of this if they don't go for the entire jackpot. I expect them to make some moves that would be to their advantage. What do you think, sir?
I agree. I think that it's their opportunity to start taking advantage of what they can. We know that they've wanted to take Taiwan for quite some time, and I would be surprised if they didn't attempt to do it. They realize not only with what's going on in the media, but the perception of Americans and the ability for America to be in multiple places at one time is just simply not possible. So if they really want to take Taiwan, I think very sadly now is their opportunity. And I guess we'll see. I don't really know for sure, but I do think that they certainly have already started making threats and started making statements. And it would make sense for them to take advantage of the situation.
It would. So, has anybody given all the employees at EMP Shield a pep talk, encouraging them to be ready for the onslaught of orders that I'm sure began Thursday morning? Is that when the onslaught of orders began Thursday morning?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we started seeing a ramp up. You know, sales have always been very good, but we started seeing a ramp up Thursday evening, which is interesting. And it's just been nonstop.
That's when people got off work. Well, here's what happened. People went to work. They watched the news maybe once or twice during the day. And I said, oh, my God, I got to do something when I got home. I saw this happen 9/11/01. By 9 a.m. Central Time, I had all the money out of the bank shortly after 9 a.m. when the bank's open. The car's fueled up, our necessities in the vehicles, all three vehicles. My daughter was there with her three-year-old son, ready to go. By 10 a.m., we had all that done. It was 5 p.m. Central Time before other people started doing anything, because it was just another day at the office for them.
Right. Yeah, now thankfully people are, this is waking up a lot of people, and you know, there's no better time to prepare than now, and there's a lot of people that are realizing they should have gotten the protection that they've been thinking about, and that's kind of what's going on right now. And you know, it's okay, you know, better late than never, but we all hope that nothing's going to happen, but you need to be, for those who are listening, you need to be prepared. Russia and China are no joke.
Andrew, I've got friends listening to me right now, who, and I'm talking about friends I've met, men and women I've known for a quarter century or more, who they know about the MP Shield devices, and they make favorable comments about it, but they haven't got them yet. They haven't. Let's get our next caller here. We've got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Back in December of 2021, on December 16th, the UN held a vote on combating the glorification of Nazism that was submitted by the Russians, by the way. And the whole world voted on it. And I'd just like you guys to guess which two countries voted against it.
I have no idea.
Well, the two countries that voted against it. Now, remember, this is pretty simple bill. It was submitted by the Russians, but it's just about the, you know, denouncing the glorification of Nazism, right? And I thought the whole world agreed that Nazism is bad, right?
We'll get your comment after the break here, Paul. Just hold on, please.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back. Well, Paul, we're waiting with bated breath to find out who voted against this resolution, I guess you would call it, at the UN against Nazism. What two countries voted against it?
The United States and Ukraine.
Okay.
So you see, what I'm pointing at is just we've alienated Russia for so long. You know, they had some reasonable demands. Just don't put NATO in Ukraine and try to stop the fighting, follow the Minsk agreement so the fighting in the Donbass would stop. reasonable demands. You know, and by the way, there's been 13,000 deaths in the Donbass since 2014, right? And then also, John, in 2014 also, there was the trade union massacre that happened in Odessa that led to the deaths of 38 people there. And that was committed by Azov Battalion neo-Nazi types, all ginned up by the Ukrainian government. And there's been really no prosecutions or any of the perpetrators have ever been brought to justice. So we see there's a long list of legitimate complaints that the Russians had building
they
up
do.
To this.
They do.
Yeah.
Paul, we really do appreciate your call, but we're pretty much out of time here, sir. Thank you very
much. Yeah, and I commend you, John. You've been doing a great job on this, John. You've been very fair.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
Well, Andrew, you're going to be a really, really busy guy for the foreseeable future here, aren't you, sir?
Yes, and it's a good thing. You know, we're going to do everything we can to get as much protection as possible out to as many people as possible. My staff has all been briefed and prepared. We're going to be trying to do as much night shifts as possible. We're here to help, and anybody who realizes the importance of having EMP protection, I highly recommend, go to thelibertyman.com or give us a call. Let us know that you heard us on the John Moore Show. We're going to get you a very incredible discount, and we're going to get the protection out to you as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Well, once you're prepared, you can enjoy life. I don't need to do anything. In fact, Wednesday, it'll be 72 degrees. I'll have my British sports car out for a nice ride to have a cup of coffee and a dish of ice cream. And then, because I don't need to get anything. I've got everything I need. I don't need any training. I got all the training I need. So I can enjoy life without being frantic about what's going on.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think I think the most important thing that people can be doing right now is making a plan.
And pray. Very sincere prayer would help a lot also, wouldn't it?
Yes, I agree. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, it's a fast-changing world. We don't know what's going to be like next Monday, but we look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And everybody stay prepared.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, we got a break coming up, and we'll have Sam Andrews with Firearms Monday. And Sam and I have not talked since the war began in Europe several days ago. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot of very thoughtful comments on the war, what's happening and why. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.